Let's talk a little bit about the wind study. You just presented an update of that at San Antonio. Can you review the project and specifically what you presented there?
At San Antonio, I presented an update of the Women's Intervention Nutrition Study, which is a multi-center, 39-institution, U.S. randomized prospective clinical trial involving largely postmenopausal women aged 48 to 78 at entry with early-stage resected breast cancer. All the women received standard breast cancer management since they were entered between 94 and 2001. That'd be surgery, radiation therapy if indicated, tamoxifen for 5 years if receptor positive. Chemotherapy was required if receptor negative, which was either FAC, CMF, or acetotaxol. And chemotherapy could be given electively to receptor positive patients. So standard therapy really for that era. Then the randomization was to a dietary intervention targeting dietary fat intake reduction or not.
And where was this done?
This was done at 39 U.S. clinical centers across the United States. And what I had reported at ASCO in 2005 was the interim efficacy analysis, which suggested there was about a 24% reduction in relapse-free survival, which is our primary study endpoint. And the hazard ratio for survival then was 0.89, 11% reduction. That wasn't significant. Those results of that analysis, and actually the methodology, was published simultaneously with the presentation at San Antonio. So that's available in the Journal of National Cancer Institute, December 20th, 2006. And what we're doing at San Antonio was we were presenting an update of that result. And for a variety of reasons, it turned out to be another interim analysis in the sense that our protocol called for the final analysis to be done 3 years after accrual was completed. That would be December 31st, 2006. But because we had difficulty following the patients, there was an interruption in funding, we're now planning to fill out that December 31st, 2006 period for events by doing death registries, which lagged by about 9 months. So we think that the final will be done probably September, October of 2007. But we presented what we had, and it was interesting that we find more deaths than recurrences because of the nature of the follow-up. And the findings were the recurrences now, the hazard ratio went to, instead of being 24%, it was like 21% fewer, which was completely borderline with the confidence interval going at 1.00. And interestingly, however, the survival went from 0.89 now to 0.78, not significant, but now 22% reduction in mortality. The subgroups were interesting as well because, as we reported before, there was a statistically significant reduction in ER-negative and in PR-negative cancers. Those were IHC analyses done locally. At a time, we didn't know that there really wasn't standardization. And so one might be able to argue that to get a bigger separation, you want to look at the ER-positive, PR-positive versus ER-negative, PR-negative to get rid of some of the noise. When we look at that subgroup of 362 patients with ER-negative, PR-negative cancers, there was a 54% reduction in recurrence. And interestingly, for survival, there was a 66% reduction in mortality. So we looked at those 362 patients, the women in the intervention group, had a 6% mortality, where women in the control group had a 17% mortality, 11% absolute difference in mortality. So that's the
real fraction of that was breast cancer.
We don't know, and we probably won't be able to tell. But when you look at this age, this was a 58-year-old age group going in, and so
it's probably breast cancer.
Yeah, it's going to be. There's very little.
So that's a big impact.
Looking at the old early breast cancer trialist data, of course, this is at 12,000 patients, all the studies, different data. But tamoxifen for 5 years versus not. In the early trials data, had an absolute difference in mortality of 9%. Now, of course, this is unplanned subgroup of 362 patients, but it is an interesting signal. And of course, then we do the parallels when you compare the Women's Health Initiative and WINS. We ended up having the same kind of trend where there was about appearance of maybe double or three times greater effect in especially the progesterone receptor negative categories. So we don't know whether there was any effect in ER positive patients because the hazard ratio there was 0.91. So it's in the right direction. And we'll have to see with further follow-up.